spirit to deceive those that I can, to criticize and condemn and falsify. Let the sin of deceit and false witness be entertained by a church that has had great light, great evidence, and that church will discard the message the Lord has sent and receive the most unreasonable assertions and false suppositions and false theories. Satan laughs at their folly, for he knows what truth is. Many will stand in our pulpits with the torch of false prophecy in their hands, kindled from the hellish torch of Satan. If doubts and unbeliefs are cherished, the faithful ministers will be removed from the people who think they know so much. If thou hadst known, said Christ, even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. One of the things about the close of probation that we can learn from the passage in Ezekiel is that there is an argument going on between those that receive the mark of the beast and those that receive the seal of God. There's an interaction that is driving the wicked more into a rejection of the Lord, to where they finally choose Barabbas instead of Christ at the Sunday test. And at the same time, they are doing an onslaught of negative public relations towards the other side. And that scatters the faithful brethren spiritually, and we'll deal with that later. Now, I want you to remember this Barabbas and Christ choice, because that will come up later in our studies. But here's another passage which identifies the choice between Barabbas and Christ as at the Sunday law. There can be only two classes. Each party is distinctly stamped, either with the seal of the living God or with the mark of the beast or his image. Each son and daughter of Adam chooses either Christ or Barabbas as his general. All who place themselves on the side of the disloyal are standing under Satan's black banner and are charged with rejecting and despitefully using Christ. They are charged with deliberately crucifying the Lord of life and glory. Review and Herald, January 30th, 1900. And that last quote was 1888 materials, page 1646 and 1647. The reason that I want you to remember Christ and Barabbas is here Sister White identifies that the Sunday law was paralleled by the choice of Christ and Barabbas. And as we start focusing in on the Sunday law as the instrument that the Lord uses to bring probation to the close, we want to recognize that during the time period of the cross, that experience was paralleled in Bible history, because we are going to bring these things together. And this is one of the texts where Sister White identifies the